The labor market may have hit a sweet spot. I'm David Brancaccio. People sidelined by pandemic are going back to work. Today's report on hiring in August found 315,000 more people on payrolls last month, right in line with forecasts. This is a strongish report, but down from a July of torrid hiring. And some experts are telling us the labor market, as reflected in this report today, is in line with central bank plans for what's called a soft landing to fight inflation. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives joins us. She thinks today's report will delight the top brass at the Fed.
I mean, they're looking for better balance between supply and demand in the labor market. And all else equal, you'd prefer to get more supply. So we did get that. We got more workers entering the labor force, coming back, and that led to the uptick in unemployment, but still pretty healthy job gains across the board. So there's the Goldilocks right there.
But what do you think from the Fed? Still a 0.75% rate hike, a big one?
I think this report probably allows them to ease back a little bit. They're going to keep raising rates, but maybe a 50 basis point move in September, down from the 75 basis point move. They're economy is cooling. It's cooling in a pretty orderly way so far. No sign of wage price spirals. So I think this is keep going, but maybe slow down the pace a little bit.
Economist Julia Coronado, the unemployment rate did tick up from 3.6 to 3.7%, but this was a result of the pool of workers increasing last month. That is to say, the percentage of unemployed increased a sliver, but the pie was quite a bit bigger. Now, all this suggests that the next interest rate increase might not be quite as big as thought, maybe half a percentage point instead of 3/4. That cheers up investors. The Dow in early trading is up 151 points, half a percent. The S&P is up 0.6%. The NASDAQ is up 0.3%.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
A new study from the real estate company Redfin finds that people in their 20s and 30s who rent are facing inflation rates higher than the general population. For renters age 40 or less, inflation's running at 12.8% versus 8.5% for the general population. The difficulty of paying for a place to live brought us here to take today's economic pulse. Bowery Mission, a shelter for people experiencing homelessness in New York's Tribeca neighborhood. Volunteer Leah Burrell took us through the women's dormitory a few hours before nightly registration begins.
We love to welcome the women. It's a community setting. You know, we want the women to feel safe. And when they come in, they're able to secure their belongings in the locker. In the morning, the same thing, we're able to just to give them positivity and let them know that they're able to always come back.
New York City has an estimated 80,000 people without shelter. James Winans is CEO of this faith-based organization with a history that goes back to the late 1870s.
This is our primary shelter location, and so that's where the bulk of the activity happens overnight.
Rents went back up when pandemic eased. You must see the effects of this.
Well, absolutely. And the folks that the Bowery Mission serves are on the edge all the time. You know, we serve folks who are experiencing homelessness, but we also experience people who are quite unstably housed and could very easily slide into homelessness. And so any jolt to the economy is felt right at our front doors.
So here we are late summer 2022. From what you see, which direction is it going? Are you seeing people in more distress, or because lockdown has eased, less distress?
Well, I think people are definitely in more distress. I think we're seeing more mental health challenges, perhaps, than we ever have, drug overdose challenges, literal drug overdoses, than we have prior to the pandemic. And so those things are quite market. And in terms of the numbers, it's actually a really hard time to understand what's going on. I think we're all observing more street homelessness, and so more folks are experiencing homelessness on the streets, and yet the shelter numbers right now are down for individuals, up for families. Quite confusing, but I think it reflects that those jolts to the economy that are impacting real people's lives and putting them on one side of homelessness or the other.
Do you think inflation is playing out in the calculus here? I mean, things are getting much more expensive.
Well, I think when your housing is unstable, when your employment is unstable, it just follows that any increase in the day-to-day cost of living is going to impact everyone, including those most on the margins.
Your books have to work. How's it going with air conditioning costs? And then in a few months, you're going to have some probably pretty high heating bills.
Well, when there's inflation or a downturn in the economy for the Bowery Mission, it's a bit of a double whammy, right? We see more people at our front doors. We see more need that we are seeking to respond to. At the same time, donations tend to go down a bit. We rely entirely on private donations to do the work here at the Bowery Mission. And so at the same time we see needs increase, we actually see our resources decrease, and that's always quite a squeeze.
Oh, I should understand that better. I mean, what you're saying is during inflationary times when people are seeing their household budget stressed, they might have less ability to write a check to you.
People are always making decisions. The Bowery Mission has 55,000 people who've given to us in the last year. Many of them are not that far away from homelessness themselves or struggling to make ends meet. Maybe they've had a disruption in their health life or their work life or something like that. And so people are making decisions between their charitable dollar and their grocery bill and their rent.
So not like five Wall Street tycoons. It's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite of that. Now, we do have significant donors who give an outsized amount, but the Bowery Mission has always been a story of the generosity of lots and lots of New Yorkers being pulled together to meet the needs for our neighbors who are most in need.
James Winans is CEO of Bowery Mission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Taking the economic pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives, there's a link to our extended conversation at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.